Warning. Warning. White girl about to drop it like it's hot. In 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year. I hope you all had an excellent season holiday and you had some time off, no matter what you celebrate. I thought this would be a great opportunity to give you some motivational goals and some tips and tricks of how to make sure 2009 is prosperous. So let's start off with some motivation, okay? You all right with that? Look, it's 2009. There's this big economy crunch going on. Everybody's scared. People are stopping spending money. Everybody thinks the commercial industry is going to kind of, you know, just hold off a little bit and play some reruns. That's sensible for the companies. But does that mean everything's over? Yeah, it means a lot more senior talent's going to be looking for work that they weren't before. So there might be more competition now, but does that mean you're not competitive? If you're at a competitive stage, then you shouldn't have to worry about that. If you're not at a competitive stage, you're not going to be going against them anyway, so don't worry about it. What you need to do is start being competitive within your world. Quit worrying about what everybody else is doing. Is it busy enough for everybody else? What's going on with everybody else? And let's start focusing on your little circle. How can you increase sales in your little circle without worrying about everything else that's going on? There may be a lot of companies too scared to spend money, but it's all just taking good sales. Good sales, good sales, good sales. I don't know if you know it, but you're in a sales position, and that's what you have to go out and do. So instead of focusing on what's not out there, perhaps you're a voicer who works online. That's great. You've got lots of online opportunity. Voices.com, Voice123.com, Bidalgo, VO Planet, OpusVoice.com. There's tons of sites out there that have a lot of work available to us. eLearning.com. There's just so many of them. And then on top of that, you should have agents. And if you don't have agents, maybe you're not ready for it. That's okay. Maybe you don't have a demo yet. That's okay too. Now is the time to be training. I know it's really hard to be able to fathom affording workshops if there's not a lot of opportunistic money coming in. But what are you willing to do to get what you want? This is a good time to be training. For those of you that are actually experienced in the industry, get back into some training and get some refreshers going. Make sure you're current with what's going on in today's market. Just because you were good at it last year doesn't mean you're good at it this year. Every year changes. Every year has new trends. Every year has something different that you need to be aware of. So get in there and get some private sessions if you don't want to do the workshop sessions. Just quick little things with some of your favorite coaches and get yourself some refreshers. This is the time to do that. So if it's slow, that's what you want to do. I've talked about this before, but it never hurts to talk about this too much. What can you do right now to make sure 2009 is prosperous? Well, first and foremost, set a goal sheet. You know, seriously, do this. Don't just slough this off. This is really important to write out what you expect to get out of 2009, no matter your level. If you want more of this, less of this, you know, you want to advance here, you want to make X amount of dollars, just make sure you're setting realistic goals for yourself that you can attain to. If you had one from last year, this is the time to go look at it again. Rehash it. See what you did and what you didn't. If you have more things that you accomplished than not, then you're doing good. If you had less things that you accomplished and more things you wanted to, then maybe you're not writing it out realistically for yourself. This is only for you. You don't have to share this list with anyone else. This is about you competing against you. How can you make it better? Once you're done your goal sheet, now let's make sure you have the right equipment to make this all happen. Do you have a means to record yourself? If you're not in that position yet, again, there's coaches like myself where we teach online. You don't need to have any equipment to take coaching and to get experience, so there's always options. But if you do have the equipment, well, you're sitting on a gold mine right now. That equipment will make you money. Maybe you need to start renting it out. Maybe you need to start renting out an hourly rate and having other talent come to your studio to record their stuff. Nothing wrong with doing that, and there's just some promotion and marketing involved with that one. Maybe you can be accessible to other coaches. Maybe you can start bringing in workshops so that you can attain free workshops. Myself, I like to teach in home workshop environments. you know, that keeps us to small groups. It gets you in the, really, the reality of what's going on in today's voice market, which is voicing from home. It's comfortable. And hey, who doesn't like to just work from home? So, you know, maybe that's something you should be looking at. Maybe there's ways to make money off of that. Some coaches might even pay you for studio time. There's that to be considered. This is maybe a really good time to start editing. Learn editing if you don't have a good editing program already, such as Pro Tools or Adobe Audition or some of the other programs that are out there. Why not download the free program off the internet, Audacity? Just go to Audacity or Google Audacity, SourceForge, or SoundForge. And then you can go to their website, download the program for Mac or PC, and it's 100% free. A really great basic program to learn editing on. There's also the voice box you can create if you don't have a proper acoustic studio. The sound's really important. So you can go and look on my March newsletter on mikeandme.com and have a look in that March newsletter and see there is in the expert section or in the promotion sections, one of our students sent us a link to YouTube where they built a voice box. Super easy, super cheap, very economical, portable, and you know, you're on your way. So once you've got all that stuff done, now you've got a means, like I said, to become a production studio, to become someone who can rent out your services. Perhaps coaches might use you or utilize you for recording some demos. Some demos can be done on a home studio recording. It's not a problem at all. You need a good director, good engineer, and you need to know what you're doing. Don't self-direct your demos. Don't self-direct your demos. So that's also something you can be doing. Other things that you can be doing are going out and getting your own business. How are you going to do that? Well, do you ever remember when you were a kid and you had to sell spices? Or you had to sell chocolate almonds or Girl Guide cookies or Boy Scout cookies or whatever they did? Do the bottle drives, all those things. That's basically going back to sales. Well, why don't you take a city block? And on that city block, a business sector, go with a demo in hand, even if you're not a very experienced talent. This is the one exception I would suggest to you, that at least if you have some kind of recording, let them know what you do, what it is voiceover is, because a lot of companies that you're going to go to, they don't know what voiceover is. They don't know what voice artists do. They don't know what you do. So you become the expert when you're walking in off the street. When you're online and you're auditioning for the oodles of auditions that are out there, which are great to have, you're going against other people who know what they're doing, and you're also work from clients who already know what the industry's about. So if you're going on a city block, and just take your demo, maybe some idea of some rates that you would charge, and go to every single business, I bet you'd have a job by the end of the day, if you're any good. Now, that needs training, guys. Please don't omit that training stuff. But even the most expert of worker can go. Even union. Here's why I say that. Because if you go and do this, it's individual sales. Yes, you're taking away from the agent in retrospect. But there's a couple good ways to look at that. First of all, if you're someone new and you find a job, bring that to an agent. Then that agent will take you on. Offer them commission out of that job. Now you've got your own agent. Great way to get a new agency. If you're someone who already has an agent, you're not going against what your agent is asking of you. You choose. You can pay them their commission, which I think is a good idea if it's in your local city, even though you got the work yourself. Or you can discuss this with your agent, which is what I've done, and said, you know, anything I get on my own, I'd like to keep. Anything you get for me, I'd love to share. So you have to have that relationship and an open relationship within your agency. Now, if you're a union, this can work too. Yes, you're definitely more limited because the budgets are not going to be there. But if you can convince a company to take you on, you need to convince them to go union, that's all. Now, yeah, okay, I say that's all, but we know that's a little more difficult than it seems. But just because you're union doesn't mean you can't go fishing out your own work. You know, put the value to yourself, put the value that your union puts in you, and go and pitch these clients and convince them to go union. That's a great way to support your union and know that what it's doing is doing right by you. So this is a good way to find your own work. If we sit here and wait and wait and wait for the work to come to us from our agencies, from online, you know, I've got 6 agents now at this point, actually a little more than that. But if I have that many agents plus all the online, that's a lot of work every day that I have potential to get. Yes, that keeps me busy enough. Yes. But you know, if I'm really desperate for work, I'll go hit up real estate agents. Maybe not the best time for them, of course. Oil companies, they need narrations done and technical stuff, and companies that need message on hold and web website voices. Hey, how about websites, people? Seriously, there are billions and trillions of websites out there. And I'm telling you, my future prediction, every single website will require a voice. Because every single website does not have its own entity, its own personality. They're starting to put music on webs now. They're starting to put video on web now. Well, now we're starting to see little mascots on the bottom, little miniature people that navigate you through the websites. Here's your sales pitch, people. Tell the clients that their website, ask them, have you ever watched a film without audio? Well, that's basically what you're doing. When you put your website up there with all this text, and it's great that there's images, keep them encouraged with that, but why not a voice? The voice ties everything together. That's the beauty of our job. So, for 2009, I'm just telling you, quit waiting. Go out there and get it yourself. This is possible. We're all living proof that this can be done. I've done it that way. It struggles sometimes. It's never stable. But you know what? I love every minute of it. And I'm going to be pounding the pavement just as much as you are in the next month or so. So get your goals set up, guys. Good time to buy some equipment, good time to get working, good time to get an agent. Agents have some time now. This is the time to maybe focus on finding them. They're going to want to diminish their roster right now, but at the same time, they're looking for fresh new talent all the time. Find a job, bring it to them. Also, get your demos in order. Make sure you've got a good package. Get them professionally done. It seems tough to invest right now, but this is the time to invest in you. Make yourself competitive. Get out there. So now, as much as I am telling you to set out these goals, I have done the same. So I thought I'd share some of them with you. I technically do not make New Year's resolutions per se, so that's not what I do. But I do some goal setting every year of what I'm hoping to obtain. Technically, I live day by day. As much as I tell you to live for the future, I really live for right now. But I do have the idea of what I want, and I'll tell you what my goal is this year. The biggest goal I have right now is to increase my voice stable. I'm teaching so much. I've got it split quite even right now with my voice as much as I teach. But I spread myself too thin in my voice department when I'm teaching too much. And I love teaching and I love coaching people and helping them along and getting them where they need to be. But I love voicing more. So let that be a lesson for you as well. You have to focus on what you want the most. Because if you don't focus on what pleases you the most, then you'll get distracted in other things. For me, believe it or not, I need to get my entire package together. I have scatters and scatters of good information. I've got some really good solid demos to work with now. I've got a good demo CD to put together, but I don't have my labeling and my imaging done. So goal for this year is labeling and imaging and getting an entire solid package so I can start marketing myself better. I just did an imaging demo, which I shared with you on last month's Shantycast. But now it's time for me to launch it. So I'm working with Voice Hunter and Gabby, and they're going to help me launch that out to the world. And I'm hoping that's going to give me some imaging and promo stuff this year. Also working with Joyce Castellanos on my promo demo. So promo is more for TV, imaging is for radio. And so I'm working on those two. So now I have a really nice stable of demos, but I need that nice solid package. I need to look like I'm all together. And because my mind is scattered in teaching and other things, my package isn't completely together. So that's my major goal for this year. Keeping prosperous, of course. We want to keep the finances coming in and keep everybody happy in the household. But also to fill up my cruise. I'm not trying to pitch this as to be about the cruise, guys, but I really want you to have the opportunity to work with these five coaches. I handpicked them. I really did. And they mean a lot to me, and they have worked very hard at what they do, and they're very generous. And I wanted to choose coaches that would be very generous and care about your results even after everything's over. These are absolutely fantastic coaches that will make a huge difference in that 5 days. We're going September 21st to the 26th. You can go to voicelympics.com to learn more. You can register. We've got a contest right now where you can win the entire trip for free for you and a friend, and that's doing a commercial and being the voice of our commercial, so it's a triple whammy competition. But we have Joyce Castellanos, Bill Holmes, Bob Bergen, and Julie Williams, and myself. This is one incredible opportunity that, honest, as much as it costs a lot of money to go and, you know, travel and do stuff like this, you know, you're looking at least $1,200. Think of the workshop costs. I'm giving you a workshop environment. A lot of you are talking about this being a competition. This is not a competition. This is a workshop. This is something that I'm putting on to help you succeed. Those who know me know I mean that wholeheartedly. Those who don't, you'll learn that after working with us for this time. These are coaches who truly care about your results and will do what it takes to make you succeed, and you will enjoy this time. There's a lot of people in a short amount of time, but you now have them for life, and we have them for 5 days, schmoozing and networking and drinking and, according to Bill, lots of gambling. So join us, please, for the Voice Olympics Cruise 2009. We've got a whole bunch of promotional material coming up right away. Just go to voiceolympics.com or go to my website at mikeandme.com into the cruise section and have a look at what's going on there. We hope to hear from you. Now, beyond the cruise, beyond my packaging, beyond all that stuff, I have an even more important goal that I should have probably mentioned first. But I am going to be grandma number 2 in less than 2 weeks. So I'm super excited and I wanted to announce that. We have Jayla Faith Adams coming on the way. I already have Kyler Robert Gerald Adams. So my daughter, she's 22. She has a son, Kyler, who's 2. And she has a daughter coming up now, Jayla. And she's expected to give birth by cesarean. Unfortunately, January 12th, baby's been a little more difficult than she'd like, so she's having the baby a little earlier. Beyond all that, I have 2 more goals. Last year, I was so honored to be Best Female Voice 2008 for the Voicey Awards. And I'm just hoping this year somehow I might get lucky enough to do it twice. It's a lot to ask because you don't want to take that away from someone else having that opportunity, but what an honor it was. And my daughter, Brandy, my youngest, she's 13. Those of you who came to Voice 2008 know exactly who I'm talking about. Brandy won for Best Child Voice 2008. And I'm really hoping she wins for 2009 as well. So we're working on new demos to make sure that happens. And another big goal for me this year, my final big goal for the year, is I really want to produce a show that I've been working on, and I'm hoping to launch it by the end of this year. Well, I'm hoping for the middle of this year, but we'll see how things go. Cruise priority number 1, voicing priority number 1, so we've got to get those out of the way first. Lots of goals for 2009, so even I have goals. Everyone should. I hope you're following yours, I hope you're setting them, and I hope you're having a wonderful 2009 so far. Just because everybody thinks it's going to be negative doesn't mean you have to. Keep it positive, guys. Keep positive attitudes going. Good results will follow. Just wanted to say Happy New Year. Wanted to tell you what you can be doing to make yourself proactive. And I hope to hear from all of you soon. Please sign up to our newsletters if you're not already at www.mikeandme.com. That's MICNME.com. Click on Mike and Me and have a look. We will see you again. If you want to contact me, just send me an email at deb@mikeandme.com. Until next time, everyone, happy 2009. Take care.